tell them hello for us. And they said, hurry up and get back too. You know, it's good to be wanted. And it's good to be around friends and people that love you and care about you.
Amen.
It's good to be here.
Amen.
The text I'd like to share with you tonight is Luke chapter 10. Don't lose it. But if you'll look in First John chapter 5, I'd like to make a couple of comments first. Do you like to pray and be able to say, God heard me and answered my prayer? Not for your own glory, but because you want to know that God is real and He's not just a figment of your imagination, but you can actually say, yeah, I know my God's real because when I pray to Him, He hears me and answers me.
Amen.
Do you want that?
Amen.
Well, you see, He says something here very important in 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15. And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us.
Amen.
And if we know that He hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of Him. This is a confidence, he says. Now, do you have this kind of confidence that when you pray to God, you know He heard you and you know He's going to answer you? Well, I don't always. But here he says that this is a confidence that we have that if we ask anything according to His will. Now, the reason why I don't always have this confidence is because I don't always ask according to His will. And sometimes just because I don't know what would be the exact will of God in a situation, I ask amiss, okay? But there's something that He tells us in Luke chapter 10 that we can know is His will. Now, if you want to pray to God and know He's going to answer your prayer, here's what you pray. Luke chapter 10, verse 1. After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also and sent them two and two before His face into every city and place whither He Himself would come. Therefore, He said unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye, therefore, the Lord of the harvest, that He would send forth laborers into His harvest. You want to pray something and know that God's going to answer you? Pray Him to send forth laborers.
Amen.
You know, this is something that really impacted me not too long ago, because we saw the need for more laborers. It was Michael, Marco, and I, and every so often another brother would join us, and then also Brett, he would preach 4 days a week. And it was like, there's not enough people preaching. We need more laborers. And I'd see in the church in Salamanca at that time, when I'd go back and visit, that there was one and another guy that every so often would preach. And it was like, they need more laborers. And I started praying this, and in my mind, my lack of faith kind of fizzled out after a while. But I look back and I see the Lord heard that prayer.
Amen.
He answered it.
Amen.
The last time I was there, just last Wednesday, I asked the guys there in Salamanca, how many preachers are there? About seven. About seven. And we're talking of not a very big church. What was it, like 30 people you said there was rolling that day they baptized? They baptized seven people for that matter. And if it wasn't for you guys having sent us there, well, those people wouldn't have gotten saved. Or not by us, or not by y'all's part. Maybe someone else would have won them, but hey, you wouldn't have had a part in it. But you did have a part in it.
Amen.
And you know what? Seven more got baptized. When was it? Last Sunday or the Sunday before? Praise God.
Amen.
But you know what? You saw a picture there with, what was it? Not counting us guys that are missionaries, there's at least four guys in there that are preachers now there in Querétaro. And there was a couple others that are missing. And you know, before we came up here, there was at least 10 preachers, counting the missionaries, they were down there. And some of these guys, I have to admit, it was their first time they didn't preach. Okay? They shared. At least one of them did, the guy I was with. But hey, it's his first time. Have you ever gotten out for the first time in the middle of a street trying to preach and you've never preached before and you need to give them the gospel? Well, you can understand then. His first time. But you know, I have hopes that it won't be his only time.
Amen.
You know, I got hopes that He'll come out again and do it again until someday He's actually preaching the gospel.
Amen.
We pray that the Lord send forth laborers. He heard us. He heard us. And you know what? I got to thinking, there ain't enough. There's no reason to quit praying that He send more laborers. There's no reason. I can't find a reason to say, okay, that's enough. You know, if we look at this good here in Luke chapter 10, after these things, the Lord appointed other 70. Well, He had already appointed some. He appointed another 70. Well, we don't have 70 in Querétaro. Do we have 70 here? Do we have 70 that regularly go out and preach the gospel? I don't think so. There's a lack of laborers. And you know, you want to pray? Well, here's two reasons for praying for more laborers. The first one, the harvest itself. The harvest truly is great. Now, for the longest time, I used to pray, Lord, save my mother, my father, my brothers, my sisters, my in-laws, my relatives, my friends. And the Lord showed me something here. He says, pray the Lord of the harvest, I send forth laborers. There's a reason. Because without the laborers, he's not going to harvest. I mean, Mike used to be a farmer. When was the last time that you prayed, God, harvest my field for me today? You never did you? I'm sure you felt like some days, Lord, give me the strength to get out of bed to harvest my field. Okay? And many of you know what I'm talking about with that. But what's he saying? It's lack of laborers so that the harvest can be harvested. If you just pray, God, harvest my field for me, he's not going to do it. He didn't say he would do it. Had he said he would, then he would. But he didn't say he would. What he said is for you to pray to him to send laborers. And you know what? If you're not willing to harvest your field, why do you expect him to send someone else to do it for you? You know, it's where we need to, okay, Lord, give me the strength to get out into my field and harvest it, and please send somebody to help me because it's too big for me. And if you got the idea that you can do it by yourself, then you need to humble yourself because it's too big for all of us. And that's why even now, even as many people are in this room that preach the gospel, there's still a lack of laborers. There's still a need for more laborers. And here you have him saying that truly, the harvest is great. It's not just, you know, one field and, no. You gotta realize this harvest is growing continually. There's more and more each year. I looked in my encyclopedia and found out that there's over five and a half billion people. And that was back in, I think, 94. How many are there today? It's not like the harvest is getting smaller. It's getting bigger. And for the same reason, we need more laborers. And you know what? If you want to see more laborers, here's the solution. Pray. Pray the Lord of the harvest. Send forth laborers. Amen. Why? To harvest the fields. The harvest is too much for us. There's a lack of laborers. We need to pray for laborers because the harvest itself is just too much. You know, my girls, you know, they used to hear me praying, Lord, save all these relatives, and they found a real quick solution. Lord, save everybody that's not saved. I mean, they prayed for all the relatives right quick along with everybody else. But again, is Lord, send somebody to witness to these people. Send somebody to give the gospel to them. Send somebody out to work and labor preaching the gospel. I know that there's some people that just wouldn't listen to me. So I've spoken to them. I've witnessed to them. And they basically, okay, you talked to me. You told me what you want to tell me. Fine. But hey, there may be somebody else out in this world that if they spoke to them, they would listen to them better. You know, maybe I'm too young and they think, no, you're just a little whippersnapper. You don't know what you're talking about. Or maybe I'm too old. Now you're an old fogey. But hey, there's somebody out there that they may have some respect for, that if that person got saved and went over and witnessed to them, they'd listen. Pray for laborers. Pray for laborers. People to go witness to them. Don't count yourself out. You go. You give the gospel. And pray for someone else to go and give them the gospel also. What kind of laborers do we need? Laborers that give God the glory. Not ones that look for it for themselves. You know, it's a blessing to me working with Michael. But let me tell you why. I don't know if he even paid attention to what he said the day he said it. But one day we were talking, and he said, I don't care who gets the glory. Just let people get saved. You know what? I'm the same way. I don't want the glory. I want God to get the glory. If he gets the glory, then it's done right. If we get the glory, then something messed up somewhere. God is the one to receive the glory. I prayed for laborers. Yeah, but who gave them? It wasn't me. It was God. Amen. He's the one that gives the labors. You pray, it's not for you to get the glory. It's for him to get the glory. And all we do should be for his glory, his honor. And if you read in John, he also says that whatever you ask in my name, I'll do it, that the Father might be glorified. Amen. Labors that'll give God the glory, not seeking for it for themselves. And yeah, I know the flesh, it wants the glory. But it's just a fleeting glory. It doesn't last. No. May God receive the glory. May God be lifted up. May Jesus Christ, the name above all names, be lifted up. And may He receive all the glory. And not me. Because it was His doing. Whatever's been done, whatever was showed here tonight, it was God's doing. He may have used us, but it was His doing. If He wouldn't have moved, nothing would have been done. If He wouldn't have sent us, we wouldn't have done nothing. It was His doing. and the ones that have gone preaching, the ones that have gone witnessing, like this one widow woman who's brought so many to church, if God hadn't used her, then she would have done nothing. It was God using her, God using you, for anybody that you've ever won to Christ. Don't look for the glory, give it to God. It's His glory. He's what deserves the honor. Look into Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. These are verses that are very well known to most of us, if not all of us. And start with verse 13. The reason why we should pray, the Lord of the harvest send forth labors, because He's made it clear that without Him, He's not going to harvest the field. And He says here, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Then comes the question, how? How then shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in Him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they preach except they be sent? Except they be sent. Who's going to send them? Well, who are we supposed to pray to that He send them? God's the one that's going to send them. We don't want to send them on our own. If we send them on our own, they'll come back defeated. If we on our own do it, just ask me. I tried before God Himself sent me. I tried. I tried to go. I always came back. God has to send them. That's why we should pray to Him to send them. This conference to me, I've been thinking about this and I've been preaching it in Mexico. This conference to me has been something that's been on my heart. Why is it that I don't expect to see God send somebody from here? But yet, I do. I've been asking Him. And you know, I've been trying to figure out, okay, the reason for having these meetings is, has been said, to encourage us, encourage you. How about send forth labors? Have God send forth labors. And I've been praying this, and I've been thinking, this is what we all need to be praying. We want to see results, don't we? We don't want to just sit around and, God, we asked and You never did nothing. We want to see some results. We want to see that God did move. God did do something. God did answer our prayers. Don't we want to see that?
Amen.
I know I do. Pray. Pray the Lord of the harvest that He send forth labors. And as it's been said, all of us can't go. Why? Because some have to stay behind with the stuff. But the job is more than just some stay, some go. But we need more to go, and we need more to stay.
Amen.
But you know what? There won't be more to stay until more go to win those ones that are going to stay. It's a circle. Why did the church grow so much? There's more preachers. It's that simple. How are they going to hear without a preacher? There was a preacher. They heard. So what happened? Some of them believed. And some of them called on the Lord and got saved. And now there's more than double what they were last year. But for the majority of the part of the year, there's been double the preachers. There's been more preachers, more people. The church in Leon, it's almost beyond my belief with the things I hear about that church, how big it's gotten. They're meeting in 4 different parks, if I heard right, because there's too many to meet in just one park because you can't hear whoever's speaking because you're too far away. And it's the only guys you could probably hear would be the street preachers. And then everybody else is left out because if they stand up, somebody else live will stand up at the same time because they don't even know they're standing up. And I've heard that happen several times before they started dividing into different parks. There were just too many people. They'd be sitting way over there and way over here. This one stand up, that one stand up, and they'd both be talking at the same time. People by them heard them, and that was about it. But I hear that there's over 30 preachers over there. And I may be way below the number. I don't want to exaggerate, otherwise I'd say 60. And I think that was the figure I heard, but I'm not real sure. Well, I could tell the story better, but I won't. What is it? More preachers, more people get saved. Calvinism? Well, if you get more preachers preaching to the elect, they'll get saved sooner. Okay? You need to send forth laborers to preach the gospel. Because otherwise they won't hear. Or you can do as others. Let the other churches have them. But hey, I'll be honest with you. Querétaro is a decent sized city. 500,000 people, give or take. And a lot of people claim to be Christians. But the sad thing is, the doctrines they believe, I doubt half of them are even saved. The majority of them believe that you can lose your salvation because of your own works. And if you talk to them and start really asking them questions, they're not really even sure what they believe. Some of them have a good idea, and the majority don't seem to really know. I don't want to see the church of God in that state. I prefer to preach to the people and hopefully win them before somebody else wins them and then has them thinking they're lost. Because yes, a lot of them may have actually gotten saved, but then deceived into thinking, well, I haven't been real good anymore since I sinned that one day, so why keep trying? I lost it. I prefer to see them living for God with their desire to see God's name glorified, not because they're going to lose their salvation, but because they've been saved and because Christ is their God and they want to please Him and they want to glorify Him. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21. Another verse probably most of you already know. After that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Remember, how shall they hear without a preacher? Send forth laborers. This is something we need to pray to God about. We want Him to send them. We want Him to call them. We don't want them going just because, oh yeah, man, that was a lot of people. They're really doing something, man. I got my hair's all standing up on edge, man. I get them all emotional and then say, yeah, I want to go. And then tomorrow when you actually thought about it a little bit, what did I say? What did I do? No, this is something serious. Amen. It's not something that you just get stirred up for a little while and yeah. And tomorrow you say, oops, no, something serious. It's to be considered before you jump out and say, yes, me, I'm going. But the need is that you go. But consider it. Take this whole week. Pray about it. Every single day. Don't let a day go during this week that you don't pray to God and ask Him for wisdom as to whether He'd have you go or have you stay. Have you go or have you stay by the stuff? What would He have you to do? And at the same time, ask Him to send forth laborers. Don't just say, okay, Lord, I'm settled and forget it. No, ask Him to send forth laborers. Pray the Lord of the harvest to send forth laborers. Good reason, the harvest itself. The harvest itself. You have people that you love that aren't saved. But hey, there's other people that have people they love that aren't saved either. You have people you care about that still haven't believed on the Lord. There's others that do also. Without a preacher, how shall they hear? If they're not sent, how are they going to go? Pray the Lord of the harvest. Pray the Lord of the harvest. The word pray means a little more than just God do this. You know, ask God to do something that simply. It has more than just one definition. And if you look at the context, He's not saying pray for the laborers. Don't get me wrong, that's not something you don't need to do. Yes, you need to pray for the laborers. We get tired just like you get tired. But He's saying something different here. He's not saying pray for the laborers. He's saying pray God to send the laborers. Implore God. Beg God. Ask God. Any way you can think of it. But get in touch with God and tell Him the situation. He said He would do this if you asked according to His will. And His will is that you ask Him, that you pray Him, to send forth laborers. Amen. We pray about a lot of things in life. Depending on our circumstances, we pray for health, money, solutions to our problems, raising children. We need the answers. We pray a lot about a lot of things. Sometimes we actually get down on our knees, hands and knees, and just cry out to God of all of our problems. Is it not that way in your life? How about doing that about these laborers? I'll admit, I'm very selfish. When I pray for laborers, I want them all to go to Mexico. And I'm not joking. I'm that selfish. But you know, Mexico isn't the only harvest field. The harvest field is the whole world. And yes, there's a need in Poland. There's a need in Canada. There's a need right here in the U.S. There's a need in South America. There's a need on the other side of the world in China. There's a need in every country you can think of. That God send forth laborers. And maybe He wants to send somebody somewhere besides Mexico. And maybe because I'm so selfish, He's saying, I'm sorry, son, you're asking for the wrong place at this moment. I got somebody I want to send, but I want them going somewhere else, not just where you want them to go. Send forth laborers to the harvest. Have you considered it? Do you have any loved ones that don't live close enough to where you can actually witness to them on a regular basis? I do. They actually live right here in San Antonio. But yet, I live in Mexico. So on a regular basis, I mean, you know, on a daily basis or every month visit, I can't. But when you come to that point where you realize there's people in other places where I can't be, and I want them to get saved, and you pray, God, save that person, think about it. He said, send forth laborers. Pray the Lord that He would send forth laborers. Pray that He would send somebody to witness to Him. That He would send somebody to preach to Him. And maybe He will, and maybe they'll get saved. Pray that He send forth laborers. I can't emphasize it enough, because in our minds it just slips away. The need is for laborers who aren't afraid to do the work. Laborers who are willing to labor. Who's going to send them? We need to ask Him to send them. We need to pray, God, send laborers. What are you going to do about it? You going to walk off tonight like you've done so many times in the past? That was a pretty good meeting. And tomorrow you don't even remember what it's about. What are you going to do about it? There's definitely a need. And maybe, just maybe, all the people you know that you really care about, that are really important to you, are already saved. Maybe. But if they're not, then you know a little better about what I'm saying. What are you going to do about it? See, even if all of your loved ones are saved, you're still commanded to do that. Like it or not. What are you going to do about it? We have invitations here normally. And I've come forward so many times at that moment, moved by emotion, and I prayed. And before I got home, I forgot what I was doing at that altar. I hope this week doesn't become a week of coming to the altar and forgetting what you came for all week long. I hope that seeing what God has done has helped you to realize that we're not just out there doing nothing. The part you have in praying for us, yes, has helped. 2 Corinthians 1, verse 11, Paul says to the church of Corinthians, helping together through prayer. And yes, your prayers. If it wasn't for your prayers, I don't think what has been done would have been done. I hope that this is something that is actually going to touch you to the point that you just won't forget it, and it'll stick in your mind, even if possible for the rest of your life, that there's still need for more laborers, that this world is not won yet. Even if the people today, half the people of this world will get saved today, you're still talking of over 2.5 billion people that aren't saved. Fields are too much. We need more laborers. Take a part. Do your part. With the few people you see every day, be a faithful witness. Be your life as a light in this dark world. So that when they see you, they may not have heard much from you, but they know there's something different about this person. And the few things they say, they don't talk like the rest of the people. Let your life be an example. So that in no way, you'll be a hindrance to the gospel. That in no way your life will affect somebody else that they'll say, no, they're just a bunch of hypocrites. I hope that this will affect you to the point that when you pray for the people you want to see saved, you'll remember that they won't get saved unless somebody tells them. Just at the church there in Querétaro, just recently, some guy showed up. He said he'd been reading his Bible for a time now. He realized the Catholic Church was wrong. He's had problems with his relatives because of it. They think, man, you're messing yourself up reading the Bible. And he didn't know where to find the truth. And he heard the guys preaching downtown, so he started coming to meet with us. But you know what? He didn't get saved reading his Bible. The Bible, the Word of God. When you pray, remember the need for laborers. Amen. Pray. Father, we can't thank you enough for your mercy and love that you've showed towards us, your kindness, your everlasting mercies. Lord, we're grateful for what you've done for us. And Lord, we confess we're unworthy servants. And Lord, we haven't done more than what you've asked us to do, what we've been told to do. And Lord, in spite of all of our failings and faults, we ask you, Lord, for mercy. We ask that you would deal with each one of us, Lord, and help us to walk right before you. And Lord, we ask even now that you would send forth laborers to your harvest. And Lord, that you would glorify your name through each labor that you send forth. And Lord, even now, Lord, we ask that you would deal with each of us to keep us with our eyes on you, that we'd walk humbly before you. And Lord, that we wouldn't be lifted up with pride. Lord, we don't want you to resist us. Lord, we love you and we need you. And Lord, this world needs your word to be preached everywhere. Lord, we ask that you send forth laborers. We beg you, Lord. Lord, it's the only hope of this world. Lord, we know people that haven't called on you. They're not saved. Lord, we care about people. And Lord, I confess we don't care as much as you did. You gave your life for us, Lord. Lord, we ask that you would give us a right attitude, a right spirit, a right heart within us, Lord. Lord, that we would be pleasing in your sight. And Lord, we do ask you to send forth laborers. Amen.